The news of the day here in Pittsburgh, Frank Coonerly out, Travis Williams reportedly in as the Pirates president. David, you know Frank Coonerly well. When you first heard that he was leaving the Pirates organization, what was your reaction?
That they fired the wrong guy. It should be Huntington, not Coonerly. Let me decode what happened here today. They got rid of Clint Hurdle and they got rid of Frank Coonerly, but I don't understand how Neil Huntington is still there. If you want to do a fresh start, either admit how decisions are being made and that he's not making the decisions, or you take care of the person who's made the bad decisions trying to turn your franchise around. Don't be fooled at all, and this is what we talk about on Nothing Personal. We decode statements and press releases, among other things, on the podcast. But, of course, Frank Coonerly is going to say it was a joint decision. That's the choice that you're given, right? When I was fired by Derek Jeter, I came out and said yes. Of course I knew I was going to get fired. I was ready to move on. That's what I said. I wasn't ready to move on. I was fired. They were ready to get rid of me. So Bob Nutting took the high road. Frank Coonerly took the high road. But no one leaves the job as president of a team willingly. That is a great job in a great franchise with a great opportunity, with a great ballpark. They just need better decisions made. So the question is now, when you bring in a new president, what role does that president have? Bob Nutting gave a quote that continues to say that they are going to work very hard to have a new structure, new decisions. It was a new start is what he's calling it. And I'm a big fan of Bob Nutting. I just am not a fan of how he worded what happened today. Come out and be honest with your fan base and say, listen, we need to hold people responsible, and I'm the owner. I'm not going to fire myself. I'm not selling the team. For whatever reason, I'm not firing the GM. Maybe it's because he doesn't actually make the decisions. That's the only possible explanation I can think of. Frank Coonerly took a lot of responsibility for the lack of on-field performance. As team president, I was very involved, but the owner was involved, the GM was involved, the managers were involved. No decision happens in a vacuum other than owner's prerogative decisions. So did he take the fall for Bob Nutting? Did he take the fall for Neil Huntington? It doesn't matter. The fact is that bringing in a qualified business person, no one's more qualified than Frank Coonerly on the business side. The question is, what are you doing to change the baseball side?
David, I'm wondering then this, if you feel that maybe you said it, the wrong man lost his job, got fired, Neil Huntington should have been shown the door. Do you think that the fact that he hasn't yet been fired means that he is safe, that whoever that Travis Williams, the incoming president, is not going to let him go, that Bob Nutting is probably not going to let him go? Do you think it would have happened by now?
Absolutely. Put it this way, you've got a lot of problems in Pittsburgh if the new president gets named. And by the way, I think you said in the update that they're starting their search for a new president. Well, they have a contract already with the new president. Yep. He's being named tomorrow. That means the negotiations have happened. The interviews have happened. This isn't a 24-hour turnaround when you're trying to figure out who's going to run your operation. That is something that takes a lot of thought, a lot of searching, a lot of interviewing, and a lot of negotiating. So if they're ready for an announcement, it means it was done well before today. The next thing is, if he comes in and then Neil Huntington gets fired, that is just complete lack of organizational structure, lack of organization in the organization. So I do not think Neil is going to get fired at all.
David Sampson, CBS Sports HQ, former Marlins president, Nothing Personal podcast here on 93.7 The Fan. I've introduced you as someone who knows Frank Coonerly. Can you tell us, David, if he was heavily involved in trades, free agent acquisitions, would he have a loud voice? Would he be an authoritative voice in those discussions? Or did he allow Neil Huntington to do that on his own as Pirates general manager? Did Frank Coonerly have a role in baseball decisions?
There is not one president who does not have a role in baseball decisions, no matter what any team tells you, no matter what any team tries to sell its fans, that the president just does business or he's president of business only. The owners are all involved in every decision, and Frank Coonerly is not the type of president who only worked on the business side. He was involved on the baseball side, but the ultimate decisions are always made by the owner. The owner has voices in his head. And I don't mean like split personality, Sybil type thing. He's got people he leans on in the organization to give him advice, and he's got favorite voices. And those voices tell him, hey, it's okay to trade Austin Meadows and Taylor Glasnow because we're getting Chris Archer and we're going to be helped in the following way. This is a great trade for us. When it doesn't work out, you start placing blame. When team loses, you place blame, and it works from the bottom up. You start with the manager. Next comes the general manager. As a last resort, you go to the president, and then when it's really beyond belief, it goes to the owner. Except in the history of sports, I've never seen an owner fire himself.
David, how much, since Travis Williams, the reported new incoming president, is pretty much a strictly business guy? That was the role he inhabited with the New York Islanders. That was his role, the COO, formerly of the Pittsburgh Penguins. How much can working on the business side of what a team is doing, completely independent of the actual talent acquisition and everything else, help to change a culture? Can it? Can he realistically make the Pirates much more viable, a much more healthy franchise, just working on the business end of things?
So what you're going to hear him say at his opening press conference is that he's responsible for revenue growth, and he's going to make improvements at the ballpark at PNC, and he's going to make improvements on the marketing side and the sales side to increase attendance and increase revenue and increase ratings. We all say that. But what we all need, and the truth is what we all need, is winning baseball and a team that has a chance to compete and a chance to win. And we try not to sell wins and losses because we say we don't control it. But at the end of the day, what's best for your organization is for the product on the field to give hope to the fans and to have the fans buy into the plan. And the problem in Pittsburgh right now is there's no buy-in because fans believe there's no plan and the media believes there's no plan. If you've got a plan that doesn't work, then you hold people responsible and you do a new plan. The problem right now in Pittsburgh is people believe there's actually no plan at all. So Travis may come in and talk about a plan on the business side, but what really should be discussed is what the plan is on the baseball side.
We're talking to David Sampson here, CBS Sports HQ, former Marlins president, Nothing Personal podcast. The Steelers have placed Anthony Ciccolo on the reserve list. More on that coming up in our update at 4:20. David, if you had Bob Nutting's ear and you could give him a piece of advice right now on how to turn this thing around, what would it be?
Identify young players and hold on to them. And don't think that there's a quick fix. Get as much young pitching as you can, and you need about 7 pitching prospects to get one performing pitcher in their 0 to 3 years. Properly identify young players and assign them to long-term deals to lock them up through their arbitration years with a couple of free agency years in there as well, like a Christian Yelich type of deal or an Evan Longoria deal when he was with the Rays. Get them signed young, because as a low-revenue team, which is what the Pirates are and what they will always be, through no fault of theirs other than it's Pittsburgh, just like Miami's Miami, and there's nothing to be ashamed of, that you have to make the right decisions and you can never be wrong. Because when you're wrong, it takes years to recover because you don't have the money to hide your mistakes. So every mistake gets amplified. So you've got to have a plan, stick to it, and don't waver until it is made plainly clear that you've made a mistake. And when that happens, you change the people who are making the decision.
David, to speak to what you just said about revenues and everything else, one of the most important things for any team, but maybe especially a smaller market team, is the television deal. And Frank Coonerly just negotiated the Pirates' new deal. I think it was final not even 2 weeks ago. Does his being fired make you think back to how that might have affected at all negotiations, or are those two things in your mind pretty unconnected?
Totally disconnected in my mind. I think that all TV deals get approved by Major League Baseball. There is sort of a slotting system that goes on in terms of where Pittsburgh fits in the DMA and the demographics and in the number of subscribers that the cable company has. And you get a deal that's sort of in line with other TV deals. Pittsburgh is not a huge media market, much like Miami, which I think is ranked number 16. So I do not think those two things are related.
David, before I let you run, what is your personal theory then on how Huntington stays and Hurdle and Coonerly go? What do you think, having a decent handle or familiarity with the people and parties involved, how does Huntington survive? Because I agree with you. I thought, you know, his draft and development has not been good. He's made 2 terrible trades, Cole and Archer. How does he stay and everybody else goes?
There's two possibilities. One is that he had nothing to do with those decisions, so can't be held responsible for them. And two is that there's some sort of relationship that he has with the owner where the owner has complete faith that actually morphs into blind faith. And that happens with owners in sports where they have a decision maker who they trust so unequivocally that they're blind to the fact when decisions don't work and they're actually convinced themselves that it's not the fault of the decision maker, that it's actually the fault of the player or the fault of the process. That's the only explanation. I can make a joke and say there's photos involved, but that's not how Bob Nottingham writes, and that's just funny to say. But it has to be that Neil Hunting has a great relationship with Bob Nutting, and Bob Nutting believes him to be the right person for the job. Or Bob Nutting knows that Neil Hunting is actually not doing anything at all anyway.
David Sampson, CBS Sports HQ, the 24/7 home of CBS Sports. His take, his behind-the-scenes takes on front offices, the business of baseball, business of sports, nothing personal podcast, the former Marlins president. David, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Hey, good luck. I appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
You too.